Hey y'all, welcome back. I'm going to speak on 10 life skills I wish I knew when I was younger, because it could have saved me on time, heartache, stress if I'd known them a lot sooner. So I hope this helps you as it helped me, at least to give you some kind of guidance on where to look for, look to, what you need to learn, maybe. If it's setting boundaries, emotions, budgeting, just it goes on. So let's get into it. One is setting healthy boundaries. I was never good at setting boundaries at when I was younger, early 20s, especially with my friends because I just wanted to be there for them because I never wanted them to feel like they were alone, like I felt that when I was alone. And not that they weren't there for me, it's just at times I would my emotions would just take over if someone would say no, or they can't come do something with me. So I would always make time for everyone and anyone, pretty much just pretty much always saying yes, especially with working a lot. One of my good friends, she was going through a rough time in her life with her relationship. And then she had a kid, so she was having a hard time. So she loved to drive around at night and vent and talk, and we listen to music, and it was a great time. But doing it every night, especially when I worked at 6, 5 in the morning, till whenever, because sometimes I pull double shifts. It got very exhausting, and I never slept. I never wanted to say no because I always wanted to be there for her because I knew she was going through a hard time. I knew she needed someone. So I never turned her down. Now I do. First, because I have kids and she has kids, so we don't really do much driving around and venting anymore. But I did eventually stop when she texts me needing to vent or wanting to go do something. I started saying no, just because I'm tired and I need to start, setting boundaries for myself. Because sometimes, when you're there for that person and you drop everything for that person, sometimes they're not there for you like you expect. And it's not on them, it's on you, and you can't always expect someone to do what you would do for them. And that's also another thing I learned. So I kind of just started saying no and just saying I'm tired, I need a rest, things like that. And she completely understood because we still talked during the day. If she needed something, I was still there. But as far as driving around till 2 in the morning, listening to music and venting, that kind of slowed down after a while, especially when I was struggling my own self. So setting boundaries is one, and that did take me a while, far as friends wise, and parents. Like I didn't set boundaries with my parents either, but I just always was a yes man pretty much. And the next one is emotional regulation. I always acted off my emotions. If someone hurt me, I either shut down, cut them out, or I would lash out. Majority of the time, I lashed out. I'm still learning to this day. I try not to let my emotions control me because you can really act off of emotion very easily. It's easier to act off emotion than trying to control it and sit back and think, like, is this really how I feel, or is this, is my mind playing tricks on me? Am I, just if I need just kind of taking a step back instead of just reacting at the moment. So now I kind of, if I feel triggered, I take a deep breath and try to go through the process of my thoughts. Easier said than done, obviously, because I lashed out a lot when I was younger at people, and it wasn't good. But I just kind of think, like, what I'm feeling, is it true, is it false, how can I respond instead of react and talk in a different way than just showing aggressive, because that was my defense mechanism, was aggressiveness, and just I became mean. I became mean, but that's just how I started responding when I was younger too. I become very aggressive and mean, and I did not care what I said or what I did. It did not faze me one bit. But learning this saved me from so many unnecessary arguments and regrets. I don't live in regret, so I don't regret anything I did, because I didn't do anything that bad. I mean, I lashed out. That was it. So people just called me psycho. But I think now I'd feel worse if I lashed out on my husband, only if it was based off my emotion, because he really doesn't deserve it, and he does a lot for me to help me, and he is a total opposite of anyone I've ever dated. So I would actually feel bad if I ever lashed out on him, which I have a few times, a handful of times, but it wasn't nowhere near as how I used to lash out in the past. So I really controlled my anger along those lines too. But growing up, and with my mom, she all her actions was based on emotion and hurt. She never controlled it. She still to this day don't know how to control her emotions. Another thing is self-worth. I thought other people's opinions valued my self-worth. I didn't know your self-worth comes within. So, if I text someone and they text me back, I would be upset. Like, I would just be like, okay, like, am I not good enough? Or, feel like they didn't care, just feel unloved, especially with friends or relationships. If I tell them that something they did hurt me, and they just like brush it off, like, okay, you'll move on, like, that hurt my feelings. So everything, like, I just thought self-worth was earned. So, which that is another reason why I would say yes on everything, because I wanted to feel valued and loved, and good enough. So I would go above and beyond for people, even for people that maybe didn't deserve it. But I had to unlearn the idea that love comes from external validation and start loving myself first, which I still to this day am working on, because it's not easy, because you're pretty much trying to rewire all your thoughts and feelings and what you believe self-worth is. And that's like many years of input information from your childhood to early 20s to mid-20s to now. So I'm still working on that. At times I do feel like, I have that confidence and like I'm worthy. Other times I don't. So it's like a hit or miss. Some days I do, some days I don't. So it's a still work in progress, but just know self-worth is comes within. You don't, other people don't determine if you're worthy or not. Another one is managing finances. Credit cards were my best friend, because there was like unlimited money pretty much. So when you get credit card, do you think it's free money? Well, it's not free money, because you have interest rates. And then eventually, if you max out your credit card, you can't afford payments, because you have a payment plus interest, and then for years you're just trying to pay off that debt. It takes a lot. And then you don't save, and you have bad credit, so you can't get loans. So it's just a never-ending cycle, pretty much. Just you're always chasing your tail, trying to get in a better place financially. Plus, if you don't make that much money, or you're limited on income, that doesn't help, and it could cause so much financial stress on you. So if you're just starting out, one tip I always will say now is spend less than what you earn, because I would spend more than what I earn because I had credit cards and I treated it like free money. And at the end of the day, it's not free money, it's borrowed money, and you're going to pay it back with interest. So just keep that in mind. Credit cards are not the best. If you get a credit card, unless you really need it because you just really need money for groceries or maybe to pay your utility bill, I would, besides that, I would get a credit card and just put like your subscriptions for like Netflix or Hulu and whatever small subscriptions, because obviously all those little payments monthly add up, but you would be able to afford it and you're building credit. And then, yeah, it will help you to avoid a lot of financial stress that I'm pretty sure everyone in America deals with, to be honest with you, because it's just one of those things that, you know, you want to live your life, you want to have fun, but money is the biggest thing to, you know, biggest thing to be able to enjoy life and eat whatever you want and do whatever you want and travel. So credit cards can be very tempting. Next one is to advocate for myself. So this meaning, like when I worked at, because I worked at a gas station, when I worked at Comigo, I worked very hard. I did. That's something I know I had, is good work ethic. I would work all the time. I pull double shifts. There's times that I would work the evening shift, then work overnight. And then how she scheduled me, I would have to go in the next morning. So luckily, I remember that because I was like the worst. I was like, what did I do to myself? And luckily, she let me leave a few hours earlier before my shift ended so I can go sleep. And that was like the best sleep ever, but I would work a lot. And then you don't get appreciated, at obviously, you know, sometimes employers take advantage of good, hard workers. They just assume that you're going to be satisfied with the pay that you're getting, and, they might never offer you a raise, and you're going above and beyond, and then you have these lazy people, and you're like, what? Like, I don't feel appreciated, you know. So you don't ever, you know, have that tough conversation with your manager about getting a raise. But at the end of the day, I learned that you have to ask for what you want, because closed mouths don't get fed. Yeah. That got tongue tied. Closed mouths don't get fed. And that is true, because if I just kept my mouth shut like I did for years, I wouldn't get the pay rate I deserved, that I felt. And I'll obviously give examples and explain like why I deserve it. And my, you know, and if I've been at the job for a while, I feel like I proved myself already. And that goes with like when you have quite a bit of experience or you have some kind of education in that field or industry, you can negotiate your pay right there when you, as a new hire, or, you know, if they don't want to pay that rate, but okay, well, I'll prove myself, and then go back 6 months later and be like, hey, you know, I feel like I proved myself. Can I get a raise? Because everything is not getting cheap. Rent's getting higher, groceries are getting higher, so life's not cheap. So that raise really helps too financially, and it helps with paying off debt if you have debt. Another one is building and maintaining healthy relationships. So all my mom's relationships were unhealthy. All my dad's relationships were unhealthy. So there was no healthy relationships, and I didn't know what healthy relationships even looked like. You know, because how my mom was is that she is a fixer-upper. She thinks she can change a man. She thinks she can fix a man. She thinks she can make a toxic man Jesus, you know. She just thinks she can change someone, and you can't change someone that's not willing to be changed. And that's something I learned the hard way as well. But you think that's love. Love is fixing people, and you're proving your worth by overgiving, and you don't get that, you don't get that in return. So then you feel unworthy, and it's just a roller coaster, pretty much. They can get very draining. You have to learn that love should feel safe, not like a test. So my mom's relationships were always just, everyone was always on eggshells. So like, I remember this time that my stepdad went to the gas station down the road and to get some eggs, and he came back, and my mom's like, "Who is working?" Just like, not even like, "Who was working? Oh, who was there?" Because we know, because it's a small town, we know everyone. It was like, "Who was working? Like, are you attracted?" It was more like, "Did you flirt with her? You were there way too long." And it was just like, it was just so toxic. And she was always on edge, and she would give a lot, but she never got what she wanted in return, and the person was still toxic. So obviously that's how my relationships became. But at the end of the day, a healthy relationship isn't proving yourself. It's about, mutual respect and care. And at times I can make my marriage unhealthy, just because I become like my mother sometimes, far as like respect wise, because sometimes my emotions take over, so then I lose respect, or I come off like I don't have any respect for him. So it's just, I have a little bit of my mom's traits in me, and I'm trying to work on it. And he has to sit down and be like, "I don't like how you're talking to me," or, "You don't make me feel good." And I have to really sit back and think, and I actually feel so horrible after the fact of doing it and realizing that, wow, I was acting like my mother. And sometimes he would say that, and that would just get me like, like, really, like, I'm not acting like my mother. But it definitely takes me back, and I click out of it fast and realize that I am in a wrong, and I need to figure this out. So yeah, so that was that that's still a learning process. And then trusting your intuition. I actually didn't have a hard time doing this. I know that my sisters may have, but I always trusted my gut, because it actually saved me from a lot of things that could have happened to me. Like, I remember this one time I took on a job, and I was spackling for these trailers, for to get ready to move in. And this guy, he actually asked me, because I was working at Kamuna. That's how I got a lot of my side jobs, like, far as, doing putting or spackling or cleaning. People would just come in, and we get to obviously know each other because they become regulars, and I get to know what they do. And I always be like, "Well, if you have any side work, you don't have to put me on payroll. It's usually paid under the table, and we can, and I can help you because I need extra cash." I would do that, and I actually trusted this other, because I was already, for one construction crew, I was putting like nail holes and stuff in built townhomes, and he knew this other guy that was redoing trailers at a trailer park. So I, was somewhat comfortable. I'm like, okay, they know one another, because I never had issues with the previous guy. I was by myself. He'd come to come and go and pay me, so it wasn't like uncomfortable. Oh, but this guy, and the worst thing is that I didn't have a vehicle at this time, so my friend had to drop me off there and had to wait for her to pick me up. So that was like tough. But anyways, I was speckling. I was, by myself. But this guy came back, because usually I do everything solo. Like, no one's in the house with me, because I felt uncomfortable with people in the house. I'd just rather do it alone, or do it after hours when they're not there or something. But this guy decided to bring me a Coke And first off, I'm not a big Coke drinker. I love my Mountain Dew, but he brought me a Coke. That's not the weird part. The weird part was already open. So I just thought that was weird, and I was like, being nice and say thank you, and all that. And then as it got dark and things started going, I was cleaning up everything, and I just remember because where the trailer was, there was like it was like a little ditch, or like. It's on top of a hill, so then you look down and there's trees all down there. And I'll never forget this feeling I got because he was just staring out the window, talking to me. But it was so weird because it was like he wasn't even in the moment. Like it wasn't like in present moment. He was like thinking of saying one thing, thinking of another thing. So like he would ask personal questions, and he didn't look at me one time asking these questions. He was like looking out the window and was like, do you have any family? Are you close to your family? Do you talk to your family? Who's all up here with you? It was just like very in-depth, like very personal questions. And obviously I lied about everything. So I was like, oh, I'm real close with my family. Family's up here actually now. And I just lied out of, through my teeth then. But it was the weirdest thing because he would not look at me. He was staring out the window, looking down at the trees, and I just had like this feeling in my gut, just change. Like it was just the weirdest feeling in my gut. Like I was telling me to just hurry up, and I'm texting my friend Megan, like, "Are you here yet? Like hurry up and get here because this dude is like freaking me out." Luckily, she was just, slowly pulling in. But man, I didn't get paid for that job. I actually ran from him when he would come to come and go. I would hide. Like he made me feel that uncomfortable, and my gut was telling me to stay away, and I was okay with not getting paid, and I stayed away. But that could have, if I didn't trust my gut, I went back. Who knows what could have happened? It was just such an unsettling moment. So I never ignore my gut. And I was actually, that's some lady I remember, some older lady always told me that too. And I kept that in mind. So every time I felt unsettled in my stomach, I trusted it. I didn't care who you are or what we were doing. I would just go the opposite direction where my gut was telling me to go. So if something feels off, definitely listen to it. Trust yourself because it could save you from a lot of bad things. It could save you from, it could save you from something horrible happening to you. But this kind of goes back to the first one I was talking about, but overcoming people pleasing. So again, I would say yes to everyone, and I didn't want to disappoint anyone. But it is exhausting, and it was just not good at all. But you saying yes to everyone, and always being there for someone, at the end of the day, you can't expect that back. And that's sometimes I would expect that to, them to be there for me, and it's not always the case. And you shouldn't exhaust yourself by trying to please someone, because you gotta focus on you or what matters, and then the person. So I started eventually saying no to other people, and now I'm really good at saying no because I'd rather stay home anyways and watch a movie than do anything. Another one is healing, which pretty much this whole podcast I talk about is healing. That was a late one. I didn't even know I had issues. I thought it was great. No, I knew I was crazy, but I didn't know like anything bothered me, especially from my childhood. I didn't think anything bothered me. But healing is obviously messy, and some days you feel amazing, other days, you feel like you're back at square one. But that's okay because just keep going. Like I said, and I'll continue saying, if you feel like this one day, you have the next day to get up and change it. Obviously the key is to keep going on hard days, and maybe just relax on those hard days if you really need a mental break and do something for yourself. Because at the end of the day, healing isn't perfection, it's about progress. So yeah, that is like for instance, I'm like I said, still healing, and it's been I don't know how many years anymore. But those are some things I wish I would have known earlier than later, but I think everything happens for a reason, and you learn a lot about yourself, and I have awesome stories to tell. I have negative, I have, fun ones. But they did come with a cost, like far as affecting me mentally, because it was like I reliving my trauma constantly. But I did meet great people along the way, and even though those people had their own toxic traits, we all grew up kind of the same, so we related very well. There was always depression at the center of everyone. Even though no one talked about depression, a lot of us, pretty much everyone I used to hang out with, and then I still hang out with them occasionally, have some type of childhood trauma, and it's very relatable. So it's not completely their fault that they're toxic, but at the end of the day, we can all change who we are and work on ourselves and try to correct what we learned as a kid that was not the right way. I believe in journaling, obviously, because I do all these journal prompts, and I think that really, gets you seeing just things from your past. It gets you thinking, gets your those wheels turning and realizing, because I mean it just gets your wheels gets your wheels turning. So I actually have one for today. It's just one, and it is, what is one life skill you are actively working on, and how is it changing your life? And you can take a moment to reflect on it. But mine is pretty much, I'm still working on all of them, I feel like, except for the boundaries and boundary one and the gut, the intuition. But one I'm working on for sure is healing and more of a self-care. Oh, did I forget? I think I forgot that one. Oh, yeah, because I went to healthy relationships. Okay, another one I had. Sorry, I have to write these down because if not, I forget and my train of thought just goes boom. But anyway, another one is self-care, which I actually started doing late in the process, like my mid-20s. I started doing more self-care, which that's where I started eating healthier, going to the gym, making time for myself, because when you think of self-care, you think of a spa and going getting your nails done and your hair, and that's not always true. So self-care is also about your inner self and your discipline, discipline and commitment and saying no to toxic people and making time for things that really leaves a positive impact on your life. So yeah, self-care is not always glamorous, but sometimes necessary if you need to reset your mind and, get rid of those toxic, get rid of those negative thoughts and get back to your healing and your positive affirmations and learning about yourself and moving forward to the next day and not just shutting down. But yeah, those are, so I'm actually working on that one too. So yeah, those are some of the life skills I wish I would have known sooner. And if this episode spoke to you, share with your friend, leave a review. Feel free to message me on Instagram. Is that Shifting the Narrative Without an E? You can subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. But yeah, if this helped you, feel free to subscribe. I hope everyone has an awesome day.